At some point in your journey of life, you would have heard the words personal development. But hey, what does it mean? It means you have to do something today for your tomorrow to be different. It means you have to take steps towards growing you. It means you have to do something about educating yourself. It means learning new things so that you have a successful future. Growing and developing means learning something today that will change your life. It is taking steps to better yourself, such as learning new skills or even overcoming bad habits. It is the ongoing act of assessing your life, assessing your goals, your values, and building your skills and qualities to reach your potential. When you take the time and make an effort towards your personal growth, you will find that the chances of success and moving forward is accelerated. See, your dreams turn from vision to reality. They come alive and your goals are achieved. Personal development skills are qualities and abilities that help you grow both personally and professionally. It helps you maximize your potential. It enables you to create strategic and tactical plans for your personal and professional growth towards your goals. You see, today has arrived. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow hasn't come yet. Today is the day you need to live in. Today is full of potential for you. So make it happen today. Focus on your personal growth. So where do you begin? Number one, change your mindset. Change your mindset about you and your life. With a new mindset, you embrace challenges and build new skills and energy. Life is not easy. Nobody said it's easy. There are hills and valleys to conquer along the way. So think positive and defeat the hard ones. Overcome your fears. Be resilient. It helps you bounce back. Believe in yourself. Be confident. Be confident with decision making. Make the decision to do something about your personal growth. Believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. Believe in your actions. Believe in your decisions. Number two, follow your passion. Do what you love. Give it your all. Don't spend your life building someone else's dream. There's a quote that says, build your own dreams or someone else will hire you to build theirs. When you don't pursue your dream, you will find yourself being hired for or being employed for someone who has built theirs. So never let your passion fade away. Pursuing a dream is not an easy task. It takes courage and it takes resilience. Number three, take the time to plan ahead. Prioritize your time. Plan ahead so that your next day will be fruitful and optimized. If you are well organized, you may be better able to meet your deadlines and collaborate effectively with others. Number four, stay connected with the right people. By interacting with many types of people, you can learn new things, new ideas, and you will learn how to understand and how to communicate with the different personality types. Watch and learn from people who inspire you. This could be someone you know, such as a supervisor, a public figure, a family member, or anyone that you look up to. Number five, adapt and thrive. Adaptability is your ability to adjust quickly to new things. If you handle change well, you will be able to thrive in any environment. Be flexible so you can deal with changes in life. Don't get stuck in a comfort zone. Don't stay too long in a place. It simply means that you have found a safe zone. You are afraid of the unknown. You are afraid to advance. You are afraid to take a step forward. You are afraid to move into your future. You need an attitude change. You need a shifting. You need a transition. You need to advance. So don't settle for less. You need to try new things. When you settle for less, you get less. When you stretch for more, you get more. You have to move beyond a comfort zone. Number six, educate yourself. Education is extremely important. It plays a major role in every person's life and career. It produces a higher quality of life. So take the time to find courses on what you need to be educated on. Let it be in alignment with your life and your career goals. Studying has been made so much easier with technology. You know, you can even study online from home. So make the effort and get started today. Take the time to read. Reading is good for you because it improves your focus, your memory. It improves your communication skills. It improves your vocabulary. It can also reduce stress and improve your mental health. It helps you live longer. Reading allows you to learn new things to help you succeed in your work and relationships. Don't be lazy. Exercise your brain. Take out those books and read, because reading expands your knowledge. It keeps you informed. It stimulates the mind. It improves your thinking ability. So I want to encourage you today to read, 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 and read. Read a book a month. And so in conclusion, I want to encourage you to enjoy the journey of life. Enjoy your journey of self-development. Personal or self-development is the key to success. It is the key to achieving whatever it is that we desire. We might not always succeed, but we can learn and grow. The more we put into the toolbox of our growth, greater the chances for our success. Those tools will determine our direction. It will determine our future success. So learn something today so that your tomorrow can be different. I'm Sandra Elizabeth Gopal. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today. Until next time, stay blessed.